Move by Mamma Mia is the exercise app for anybody, anywhere. And in case you missed it, we dropped a brand new stretching collection that can be used to improve mobility and bookend your favourite sweat sessions. Mamma Mia subscribers get unlimited access to Move, and we drop new workouts every single week. If you're on the hunt for movement that makes you feel good, head to move.mamamia.com.au and use the code MOVE10 to get $10 off a yearly subscription.
You're listening to a Mamma Mia podcast.
Mamma Mia acknowledges the traditional owners of land and waters that this podcast is recorded on. From Mamma Mia, welcome to Hello Bump. It's the podcast with the stuff people never tell you about growing a human. I'm Jessie Stevens.
And I am not Gemma Pranita.
No, you're still not Gemma Pranita.
I wasn't last episode either.
No, you remain Luca Levine. Who are you, Luca Levine?
I am your husband. I'm also head of product here at Mamma Mia. And I've been roped into this episode to talk about post-birth with you.
Yes. Another qualification you should probably mention is that you are the father of a baby.
I am, yeah. A baby who, at the moment, is not sleeping super well. So I got to say, I'm not in my finest form.
No.
My voice feels croaky. I mean, this is an audio medium, but I have a lot of coffee on my shirt.
Yeah, you do. And you made me get you a caffeinated drink before this. We should probably, before we jump into it, you and I were woken at 3 a.m. by what can only be described as a pterodactyl who never went back to sleep. You don't even have the energy to respond to that sentence because you need your caffeinated beverage.
Look, the thing is that other people's stories of parenting and kids are so f***ing boring. So yeah. I don't want to bore you, dear listener, with that. But yes, we were woken at 2 a.m.
3 a.m.
There's a lot of that.
Yeah.
Sleep regression, only sleeping on us. And so it was a pretty gnarly morning.
It was. And I feel as though it's fitting because what we're going to talk about today is the expectations versus the realities. So I spoke a lot in the Hello Bump season that I did with Gemma Pranita about expectations, and I was preparing. I read all the books. I did the podcast. I did all the research. I watched all the TikTok videos. I had some pretty clear expectations about what parenting would be. I thought about it nonstop for 9 months. You, on the other hand, are yet to read a parenting book. I want to ask you from the top, what was your expectation of the first 4 months of parenting? What did you think it would be like?
My biggest expectation is that I thought that I would be scared to be alone with the baby.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. I thought that I'd be really scared to be alone with Luna.
Why?
I can't remember if we ever spoke about this or not, but my biggest fear was that she would start crying and I wouldn't be able to make her stop. I mean, this sounds obvious and maybe everyone feels this, but something about a baby crying viscerally makes my chest tighten, makes me anxious, I feel horrible because I'm like, maybe they're not in pain, but they want something. She needs something, and I'm not going to be able to figure out what it is. That manifested in being scared or thinking that I was going to be scared to be alone with her, and I sort of put that out of my mind and sort of said I'd cross that bridge when I come to it. The reality was that I was absolutely scared to be alone with her for the first month or two.
Really?
Or three. Yeah.
I didn't know that you were scared to be alone with her. That's so interesting. Because even in hospital, if I was having a little sleep or whatever, from day one you had time alone with Luna. I know that you were terrified that she was going to cry, but were you terrified that something would go wrong?
No. I was scared that she cried. I wouldn't know what to do.
Right.
Yeah. And that was a huge fear of mine.
And then one night it happened.
And then it did happen one night and all my worst fears did come true. But up to that point, this was maybe in week 8 or 9, but maybe up to that point, we were fortunate in that she was a relatively quiet, timid baby. If she made noise, she wanted milk.
Yeah, that was it.
In about week 9, you went out one night. Do you remember where you went?
Yeah, I do. I went out to dinner for the first time, I reckon.
It was the first time you went out for dinner.
Bunch of girls, and I was so excited.
It's been a number of weeks. I've had a few, not practice runs, but I've been alone with her a number of times now. I'm okay. I'm fine. She's pretty chill. I get how she works. It's a formula. If she cries, stick a bottle in her mouth, she goes to bed at X time. on this evening, she started crying and I went to stick a bottle in her mouth and then she shook the bottle free and she kept crying. And I thought,
out of tricks.
Well, what next? And so I went through slowly getting to the bottom of the barrel and things that I had in my arsenal to stop her crying. Number one, holding her up and patting her. Number two, giving her a drink of milk. Number three, giving her a bath. And number four, playing her white noise.
And number five, actually, which she tried, was pram.
Number five, you're right, was putting her in the pram and walking her around the block. The pram was the bottom of the barrel.
Yeah.
When I put her in the pram and walked her around the block and she kept crying, I thought, that's my bag of tricks, done. My heart rate has never been higher. I remember she was in the bath crying and she'd never cried in the bath before. She'd always been really happy in the bath. Yeah. She was crying. And I was so stressed and flummoxed that this was in the middle of winter. I had this stupid puffy jacket on. I went to go and grab her towel with one of my hands and I was so sort of flummoxed by her crying that my stupid puffy jacket that I wear every day because I'm a dag got caught in the portable bath. It ripped a hole in it and there were feathers everywhere and there were feathers in the bath and the scene just became more and more chaotic. The baby screaming, I can't reach the towel, there are feathers in the bath, I've ripped my jacket, my Garmin watch is saying, your heart rate appears to be high. Are you under stress at the moment? I think it thought I was having a heart attack. Yeah. And that was awful. And after 3.5 hours, I think I called my mum.
Yeah.
I think I called my mum and I said, I need a hand. Jessie's out.
Yeah.
I'm out of tricks. Thoughts, suggestions? Anyway, fortunately, she came round. She walked in the door just as I'd got little Luna to sleep.
She'd gotten to sleep, but remember there was one other thing that she did. Luna did. The world's longest fart.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
And we think that may have been it.
It could have been it.
Yeah.
That could have been it. And then my mum walked in the door and I said, she's asleep. Can you take the baby for 10 minutes? I need to go and hit reset on myself. I think I went and had a cold shower. I don't drink spirits, but then I poured myself a whiskey.
It was not a good scene that I walked in on afterwards. But even though that was the expectation you did have that night, it hasn't been like that every night. And has that surprised you?
Yes. I think I've been pleasantly surprised with how, I was going to say we've gotten lucky because she's been a relatively good sleeper, but that's absolutely not true. Yeah. She's been, you know, fairly underweight, failure to thrive, has woken up multiple times through the night to feed, but she usually gets back to sleep pretty well.
Yeah.
And so I thought that neither of us were going to get any sleep, which we're now not getting, but now she's, you know, 8 or 9 months old. And during the first 12 weeks, first few months actually, most nights and evenings were fine.
That's because you weren't getting up. I was doing all the feeds.
Oh, is that who was doing them? Oh,
I thought she was sleeping through.
Yeah, I was
doing the feeds because I was breastfeeding. So that would be it. My expectation, the first one was I thought that I was going to have postpartum depression. I think because of my history of mental health issues.
I also thought that you were going to have postpartum depression.
I was worried about your mental health too, actually. I wondered if, because I've seen recent studies coming out about dads and the impact of new fatherhood on them, and I really worried about both of our mental health and the transition. I have been pleasantly surprised that the reality has not involved that.
You hear a lot of people who have experiences with postpartum depression, and I was definitely worried about that for you. The most bizarre and surprising thing that I did not expect for you is that you are the least depressed you've ever been in your life since having a baby.
Yeah, it's really weird. It's like an inverse of what happens for most people.
You are generally a pretty depressive person, and Luna has fixed it in some way. I don't know if it's chemical. I don't know if it's physical. That surprised me in a fantastically positive way.
Yeah, I don't think that was the expectation. In terms of sleep deprivation, which we've sort of touched on, I think we both expected, I mean, you can't walk around with a pregnant belly and not have people come up to you and tell you you're never going to sleep again, which is what I was expecting. I would say that the first 6 months were better than I expected. I wasn't being woken up every 5 minutes, but I was waking up quite a bit and I was trying to track how much actual sleep I was getting. So I would open my notes app and just write down the time. I would write down 90 minutes, 1 hour.
Can you go into your phone right now? Can you find a note from those first 12 weeks?
1 hour 30.
Hang on, does the note have a title?
No, it doesn't have a title. The title is 1 hour 30. The next note is 1:45 a.m. back to sleep. The next note is 110 minutes. And then I stopped. So I think I had, I don't know, 3 hours sleep that night or something. And so that was me trying to track it. I remember it being a big milestone to get to 2 hours, where I would be able to sleep 2 hours in a row.
Yeah.
But I would cobble together 6.
Yeah.
And then I was.
That's fine.
So I was.
Humans
actually
have survived on less. Former Australian PM Kevin Rudd famously survived on 4.
Yep, he did. But I think that being back at work many days a week, both of us being back at work, that's when the sleep deprivation is really.
When I was just working and you were not yet, you could catch up on sleep during the day. You could sleep a little bit longer in the morning. Mm. And now that's not the case anymore.
No, exactly. I expected to feel more impatient about getting back to work. I thought that maternity leave would feel long. I took about 5 months in the end. The reality was that I felt like I probably could have taken more. And I think you had the same. I think that you ended up taking an extra week of paternity leave.
I mean, I took barely any. I was planning on taking 2 and I took 3 in the end.
I did not expect parenting to be this hard on our relationship.
Talk to that more.
You sound like I'm in a meeting. Stop speaking to me like we're at a meeting. That's an insight into how hard it has been.
It's, you're so bang on. If you think your relationship with your partner is perfect and there are no points of weakness, I highly recommend having a child. Nothing will more rapidly take a tiny, insignificant crack in a relationship and point an enormous finger at it and magnify it times 100.
And say,
look, the same way that a child
look here.
Will. Look at this. Have you thought about this? Have you seen
and
this
you know,
thing?
You know what the other thing is? Being tired does is I think the first thing that goes is any sense of politeness. The faculties of your brain that are responsible for going, that would be a rude way to ask that question. Mm. That just disappears. And you're just going, hey, you dirty slob, clean this up. Hey, you big old bitch. You've never called me a bitch, but you might.
I think that maybe what you're describing is more, more of a problem for you than it is for me.
Okay, this is an issue. This is an issue. I think you go into it wanting things to be equal and imagining that things are going to be equal, but neither party can probably imagine how much stuff there is to do and the invisible work that both of you do. You were at work, I'm at home, and you don't know what a day at home looks like with a 2-month-old, a 3-month-old, a 4-month-old. When you walk in the door, I can kind of imagine what your day looks like. But for me, there's an element of feeling a bit.
I think you held a lot of, not to put words in your mouth, but resentment that I would sometimes say come home and you would think, tell me if this is off the mark, but you have no idea what I've done today.
Yeah.
All of the hoops that I've jumped through and the shit that
and
I've done
it would
for
be
Luna.
The tiniest thing, but let's say you walk in and I would go to hand you Luna and you'd be like, hang on, I've just got to have a shower. And I would go, the things in my head, I would go, how do you think I had a shower today? How do you think I ate today? How do you think I have been trying to put this baby to bed for 5 hours?
That's completely fair
but
enough.
But it's a tiny
response,
thing.
Though. Like that was weak for me, I think.
But I think it's tiny things that are difficult to communicate. And then there are, you know, I'm saying I'm tired because I've been up with the baby 6 times overnight. And then you're saying you're tired and I feel anger or frustration because I'm going, how could you possibly be tired? But you did wake up 6 times when the baby cried and then you did have to get up early and go to work. Like there's got to be space. It's very difficult to allow space for each other's struggle when it can get competitive. And I think you've said this a few times, like we're on the same team because.
I'm such a big believer in that. I think that if you don't keep that front of mind.
You can become enemies a little bit.
It becomes scorekeepy and it becomes you can feel like you are against each other. And I think, I mean, this was in our wedding vows. This was in my vows to you that I said it will always be us standing together against whatever the thing is and never us against each other. And I think that is something that at least I know that I always try to keep
Yeah.
Front of mind.
And I feel as though when it comes to the baby, my patience with her is endless and I've never got frustrated or I've never felt my fuse blow. But you know who I can get cranky at? You, for no reason. So yeah. I think that's what happens as well, is that it becomes something small and you go, oh, I can take my frustration out on this person rather than on the little baby, which is probably quite healthy. In terms of other expectations, I didn't expect the joy of watching other people fall in love with our baby.
That's true. I could have never predicted that, especially our families. Watching them with her and in turn her, how much she loves them, I could have never predicted how much joy that would bring me.
Yeah. I don't think people talk about that enough.
What about feeding?
I didn't expect it to be a full-time job.
Yeah.
I didn't expect it to be so time-consuming or so hard or so emotional.
Or I never expected to be involved really in feeding at all, which was naive.
Yeah.
And mostly about me not being able to look past the point of birth when you were pregnant.
Yeah.
I had that weird blocker thing where anyway.
I don't think you could even look at birth.
No, not really. It was like I'll deal with it when I get there.
Yeah.
But I expected that she would be mostly breastfed and it turned out that for various reasons, you know, you had low supply.
She was mostly breastfed.
But also she had very, very severe cow's milk protein allergy. And so we couldn't give her normal formula and then we had to find rice milk formula. And anyway, I ended up being quite involved in feeding and I loved that I got to be involved in that, which it sounds like you knew I was going to be anyway. But that was a real surprise for me.
Well, I thought about it.
For me personally, yeah.
I didn't expect parenting to be this funny. I didn't expect to laugh so much. Mm-hmm. I think you and I have laughed more with Luna than even before.
You think?
Yeah. Even like the joy that we get from sending each other little videos and all that kind of stuff.
What's an example of something that we've laughed at in the last week or so that we wouldn't have laughed at before?
It's not the last week, but I remember when she hadn't pooed in like a week and we got her out of the car seat and not only was she, I think she was in the process of pooing, she pooed out the onesie.
Sounds like she pooed out a onesie.
That would be funny. No, it was going all down her legs.
Yeah.
And then it went all down my legs and into like my shoe.
That was funny for me because I wasn't there.
Yes, but I remember I was holding her out from me and it just kept, it was incredible. Like we were both in awe. It was like seeing something quite godly because we didn't know a human being was capable of letting that much out of their bowels. So that made me laugh. And I think her laughter and her discovering the world and stuff has been pretty bloody funny. And my last one is I didn't expect to be desperate for another one.
And that'll be time, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much for listening. Nah, one's good for now, I think. I think one's a good amount for now.
I think more than one later.
Yeah, TBD.
We hope you enjoyed this episode.
If you did and you really want to support the show, the best way to do so is to subscribe to Mamma Mia. There is a link to do that in the show notes.
Thank you for listening and all the best wherever you are on your pregnancy journey. We will chat to you next episode. This episode was produced by Taylor Strano. Our audio producer is Scott Stronach. And our executive producer is Courtney Ammenhauser. We will chat to you next episode. Bye. This episode of Hello Bump was made in partnership with Huggies Newborn Nappies and Baby Wipes, endorsed by the Australian College of Midwives.